Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Coming up this weekend in Springfield in Chicago, they call it a Let Us Play rally, trying to get high school sports back up and running throughout the state of Illinois. And one of the people involved in this effort is a longtime head football coach down in Springfield at Sacred Heart Griffin, Ken Leonard, coaching 42 years. And when you coach for 42 years, they say you see just about everything, but you haven't seen everything, coach, until you've seen this COVID-19 pandemic this year, right? Man, some crazy times, and it's really impacted high school sports in the great state of Illinois.
You know, it has, Jim. It's been a real negative effect on, you know, the high school kids and all sports and all activities, just their mental health and just the good of a high school experience and all the great things they get from the extracurricular activities that they get in high school. And doggone it, we want to see that if we can get the most back for these kids, because, you know, I went over to a game two weekends ago over in Indiana and watched. There was about 400 high school kids involved there. It was two bigger schools, Center Grove and Carmel, and the band was about 150. They were out in force. They had a band, pom-pom squad, the dance squad, cheerleaders. You know, each team had about over 100 kids dressed on the sidelines, and you know, just the excitement. Their crowd was, they had a socially distanced. I think they had maybe 1,250. Now their stadium is very big, and they had a band in one end zone and the freshman team in the other end zone. And, you know, just to see the excitement, it made me feel really bad for the Illinois kids, because, you know, for 42 years, you see what high school football means, and not just high school football, all activities. And this is for all sports. This is not a lot of football coaches have got this thing going, but this is all sports. And the rally in Springfield, we're going to have a baseball coach from Edwardsville speak for the spring sports. We've got a volleyball coach. We've got, medical people speaking. We got basketball coach speaking. We got a couple players that are speaking, and got the East St. Louis football coach. He's going to speak, and then it's not a political thing. It's about kids, and that's what we want to get it on. And just seeing that everybody surrounding us, every state surrounding us, is playing safely, and for our kids to be kind of cheated for this experience that they're getting, we just feel like, hey, we gotta do something and say something. And again, it's not political. We just want what's done right, and we want it. And we know the safety aspects. The coaches are, we're in school. Our school is in school, and you know what? The kids have been great, and, I know what's right, and I definitely know that what's right is for them kids to get back to playing.
Yeah, and I think when you speak as it relates to the border communities in the border states, that's where the frustration really mounts. Now, you have the rally in Springfield from 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturday the 19th, and then there's one in Chicago from 10 to 11 a.m. at the James Thompson Center. The Springfield location is at the Lincoln Statue at State Capitol, asking people to wear a mask. But I think the big thing, and this is really earlier in the week here, Coach, you know, as part of this push or part of this movement, again, it's hashtag Let Us Play, and this rally this coming weekend is, you know, the organizers are asking Wednesday and Thursday to call or email your state rep. And now, I think that's a great idea, tremendous idea. But I also believe, man, we should have been doing this back in maybe June, maybe July, who knows, maybe May, whatever. But I think that's the key part of this, is the push Wednesday and Thursday. that that's really important, where people really need to you know, email or call those local legislators to say, hey, what are we doing here, and what kind of pressure can you exert in this process? How can you get involved? So that's a big part of this, isn't it?
It's a real big part of it, and it's, you know, just to let them know, because there's, I tell you, there's of all the coaches, it's just a groundswell of, you know, and I don't even know who started. Coach Sunk it down. He's St. Louis, and I know my son Derek, and Derek got me involved, and there's probably 25, 30 other coaches throughout the Chicago area and throughout the state of Illinois. And now we said, hey, what's best is let's split the state, because we just, everybody kind of set back. And, okay, we saw the IHSA and the Illinois Department of Health and Illinois State School Board and all that. And we just, you know, kept waiting for something, you know. And then with all the states around us playing and going, we just said, hey, enough's enough. And you know what? I talked to the Craig Anderson at the Illinois High School Association last Friday. And they're not a part of this, but they came out. And that was a big thing to come out saying, hey, let the IHSA, they got medical advisory, let them kind of make their own rules. And again, and he's 100% behind us, but this is not the IHSA. This is just the parents, the coaches, the students, and the communities all saying, hey, we need to let Springfield no, and I guess Chicago is, you know, because it's, you know, we're the capital, but we're kind of the little capital, I guess.
Well, and see, this is where, you know, when we talk about this issue, and this is just me speaking as it relates to high school sports, you know, as we went along from mid-March last year, right, when I just say basketball state tournament got canceled, we're waiting to see if spring sports could play, and they delayed a decision on that. And I know as we sat back in March when we were watching this, I think all of us said, well, there's no way this is going to be an issue when, you know, mid-August rolls around. We'll surely be playing high school football. But, you know, with this pandemic, we're not. And see, that the one concern I have, and that's why I like the attention with this rally that's taking place. But, you know, when I follow this story as a reporter, I don't recollect the governor being asked about high school sports. Now, I'm talking specifically from a statewide media standpoint, until late July, when he was at an event in Rock Island County in the Quad Cities. He was asked about, well, what do you think about interscholastic athletics? And he kind of made it sound like he didn't come out and say, well, we're not going to play in the fall, but he made it sound like, no, they're gonna, you know, football's not going to happen in the fall. And he goes from that to 2 days later, basically the IDPH renders those guidelines for youth sports. So I think the big issue here is that the question is always, where are we at? And see, that's the big concern that I have as a reporter who loves high school sports. And hey, we're impacted. But, you know, we broadcast small market, our small school sports in the western portion of the state with the local radio station I work at. I don't know where we're at, you know, in terms of, you know, if you look at the calendar, right? You know, the next big thing is mid-November. Is high school basketball going to be played on time? Is high school wrestling going to be able to start on time? Because all these press conferences the governor has, you know, about every day, nobody ever asks him about that to kind of get a gauge of where are we at. And see, that's the big issue I have, is where are we at? And I'm talking to you today on September the 14th, and then you're having the rally on September 19th. So this is Jim Taylor and Ken Leonard speaking on September the 14th. So if somebody is listening out there that has an audience with the governor or Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the IDPH director, can you please ask them, you know, where are we at right now? I don't know. I mean, that's the big, big mystery question.
Right. And the rumor is, between me and you, and a lot of people, because they're listening, is I heard that And I think it helped with the IHSA coming out Friday. And then I think it's maybe, hopefully I'm hoping that these rallies and everything, and it's gotten back to the governor, I guarantee it, to a lot of different sources, that hey, this is happening. The people are, hey, you know what? So I've heard tomorrow, Tuesday, there's going to be a statement from the Illinois Department of Health / the IHSA come out. Now, that could be a rumor, but that's what I've heard. They said it's confirmed. Now, I don't know anything about reporting, so I don't know where the confirmation came from, but that's what I'm hearing from. So I'm hoping the governor will come out and say, yeah, let's, you know what, here's what we're going to do, and it's, this is, and then the IHSA will get it and go. And you know what, we've got to, and what I told Craig Anderson was, of the Illinois High School Association, I said, everybody needs more than what we have, and we need a state series. Now, we know that we're not going to get as much. We understand that, but we need a finale. We need, and it doesn't, and we won't have the states, it won't be, look like all the state championships in the past, but we can work something out. Then, golf, tennis, swimming, everything that's going on now, they need to have, they're doing it. We can, let them play for state championships and sectional, we can make it look a little different, but still there's got to be an end to the season. And there's no reason, and there's going to be an overlap. There's going to be some, and kids won't have to make a choice. There's always been an overlap. At our school, take my son's school. He's won 8 out of 10 state championships in the last 10 years. Guess what? The basketball team doesn't have a lot of their good players for the first 3 weeks because they're usually playing in a state championship game. But that's one team or two teams, not a whole lot of people. So there will be an overlap of somewhat in all sports. And we've had that every year for as long as I can remember. I've been doing it 42 years. Football goes into, and the fall sports go into the winter sports some. The winter sports go into the spring sports some. And that's just how it is. But the spring sports, they're the ones, they got busted last year with nothing. They had nothing last year. And so what they have this year is almost next to nothing. And they need more. So this way, everybody's going to get more. And hopefully they can start sometime in March. And I think the spring, I've talked to the spring coaches, and we've got Tim Funkhauser from Edwardsville. And, so we want more for them. And so we want more for everybody. We want more for basketball, more for wrestling, more for all of them, for all the competitive cheerleading and all those people, doggone it. We want these kids to have a great experience there in this year, because they will never have this year back.
Yeah. So getting back to you sparked my interest when you said something, and I realize this is just speculation and conjecture right now, all right, about Tuesday potentially some type of statement being made. So when I hear you saying that, do you think there's the potential of them saying, well, yes, we can have like all these other states in the Midwest where Michigan reverses and they're going to play high school football in the fall? Because, Coach, that's the million-dollar question. Is football going to be – is there a chance for football to be played in the fall in Illinois still as we speak on the September 14th? Are you speculating that potentially could be a possibility with some type of announcement on Tuesday?
Well, if my prayers are answered, there will be. That's But I can't, I can speculate anything. I'm hoping that, and again, I'm praying about that. I hope and pray that for the kids' sake that all fall sports will get going. Volleyball, soccer, football, and the ones that are going now can finish up with state tournaments and some type of state finals. And what that looks like, I don't know right now. But, I know there's a lot of coaches out there and ADs that would help the IHSA put together some, and reporters, Steve Sosi up in the Chicago area, he does great with putting a lot of those things together. there's a lot of people that would help, and the coaches associations are all behind these rallies. They would help with the IHSA helping put together something that would look, you know, where it would be better than what we have now. And then we all, hey, we understand the COVID, and I understand, you know, but I also understand, you know, about safety, and the safety is right now we've got some really serious issues with kids, I think, mental health, and we want to try to get that straightened up.
Yeah, so, you know, as we talk here about the potential, and again, this is speculation and conjecture, nothing official, nothing confirmed. This is just a small market radio guy in Aledo talking to a legendary high school football coach that has coached for 42 years.
Hey, I came from, my first job was at Gridley.
All right.
Hey, 88 players in the whole school my last year there. I had 18 players at the end of the season.
Awesome.
So, hey, I'm a small-town guy. I grew up in Chenault. My first job was there. Hey, you know what? They call me Cowboy Ken, and that's
All right, so do you ever coach against my buddy John K. Elder at Alexis or not?
Oh, God, yeah, I know John. I know John well. I did not coach against him, but I know his family very well. And Craig Anderson, you know this, Craig Anderson, that's his father-in-law.
No, Kurt Gibson. You know, Kurt Gibson is John Elder.
Kurt Gibson, not, okay, Kurt Gibson, sorry.
But I tell you this, it's all 7 degrees of separation. Craig Anderson played in the same high school conference, would eventually have played in the same high school conference as Alexis. I think it eventually Cambridge and Alexis were in the same.
Okay,
all right. See, Craig Anderson hailed from Cambridge.
Okay. I learned something.
Yeah.
Craig Anderson, his son's a senior at Morton High School, a heck of an athlete, three-sport kid. And so Craig wants what's best for these kids. You know, he's got to go home to that every night, you know, and doggone it, he wants what's best for these kids. I know Sam Knox, he's a football guy, and he was a AD at Lincoln with me. You know, it's the IHSA, their hands have been tied. And you know what? I'm just so happy that they stepped out last Friday, and now we're going to, hey, maybe we can get something done. That's what I'm hoping. So you can speculate whatever you want, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully, if we all these rallies that are going on and the groundswell of support from all the parents and the kids and the coaches, hopefully if that changes some minds and helps, you know what, so be it. And we, you know what, I'd like nothing more than have the practice on Saturday and not have to worry about a rally. But we'll rally if we have to.
Yeah,
you know?
And then, you know, when I was looking at you know, trying to piece a fall schedule together, if that would happen in Illinois. Now, do you think there would still have to be the 3 weeks of the acclimatization where there's 3 weeks of preseason practices? Because I was just trying to look at the calendar. Would you still try to run it up through, if a fall football season would resume, would you still try to run it up
well,
by Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, here's the deal. We've had 1 week of contact. So the kids, Friday, we had a helmet shoulder pad practice with dummies, you know, again, not tackling. So we've actually, all the fall sports have had a week that we've been out doing things, you know. So this is the second week of a contact. So we have 20 days of contact in September and October. So we're 1 week into contact. So it's not like the kids, you know, we've already went through the 2 days of helmets only. So we're kind of, you know, we'd have to adjust. So, but it's, you know what? I think we could get by with 2 weeks possibly if, you know, but I think if they do something tomorrow, then I think that's a lot better for getting something started October 1st. I think we got a real shot at that. So let's just hope and pray that that happens. And so anybody listening that knows the representatives and call and, you know, that doesn't hurt. You don't have to wait till Wednesday. Let's call today.
Yeah, right on. But you would think, though, the end of a football season in the fall would still occur?
It would probably be in December.
Okay.
It would be the first week of December, maybe the second week, which kind of chilly. I guess we could go to Carbondale or, you know, I don't know what. But you know what? February 15th, starting practice. You think that ain't going to be cold?
Yeah.
That's going to be cold.
Cowboy boots are going to freeze.
I'm 67 years old now. My blood's a little thinner now. It's back in the day, I could handle it. Yeah. I don't know about that. I spent 2 years in Alaska. I worked Alaska Pipeline.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, I know about cold, but I was in Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah, okay.
So for 18 months. So
this is bringing a lot of attention. See, this is, and this is what I've long said, that this, you know, this type of attention, you know, maybe can result in something happening. And I hope it's not too late. That's what I worry about. You know, is it too late? I don't know. Hopefully it's not.
Hopefully it's not. Hopefully yeah. It's not. You know what?
Go ahead.
No. I just, what you said, and it's just, you know, what's past is past. You can't, you know, I like I tell our kids, you can't, hey, we're gonna correct your mistakes, but you know what? You know, once a mistake's done, you got to learn from it and move on. You keep thinking about it and looking back, you're going to make the same mistake. Let's don't make the same mistake. Let's get these kids. We know right now we know that our teenagers in the state of Illinois need activities. And we've been in for 1 month of school. And I tell you what, we've never had, and we're Catholic school. And I talked to a buddy of mine, Mark Grounds at Jacksonville. They've been in for 1 month and he's the head of discipline. He said last year at this time, they probably had 50 referrals. This year, he's had two kids with five referrals. So it's just, I mean, I'm not saying they're perfect, but they're behaving. They want to be in school. They want to be active. And doggone it, I think as adults, we need to, and it's healthy for them. You know, it's, now will there be some COVID? There might be, but I've not heard from any of the states around us where during football or any other activities where COVID has been passed from one person to the other. But, you know, there probably will be at some point, but we're going to be safe. We are adults. We're going to do what we're supposed to do to keep them safe, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, and I guess the only thing I'll say to this is I don't want to take up two more of Coach Leonard's time. You know, the only thing that the reservation I have of something happening in the fall, and this is just me speaking following this story, is when when IDPH put out these guidelines and they talked about the risk of sports, higher risk, medium risk, lower risk. And I think football, right, is a medium risk sport. Is that right? Or is that a higher
risk? No, I think it's a higher risk,
yeah,
which
okay.
some, you know, where they got that, basketball is a medium risk, which I say that's fine, but you're guarding each other and face to face, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, you know, I remember there was a conversation I had with one of the IHSA officials. And I remember them saying, and, you know, this is piecing this together by memory, is kind of getting those definitions changed regarding some of these sports and how they go about doing that with IDPH. Now, maybe they're getting some leeway to make some definition changes in terms of what a higher risk sport is, what a medium risk sport is, and what a lower risk sport is. And if they're able to do that, you know, change those definitions as it relates to sport and risk, then I think maybe there is some leeway to do something maybe in the fall. So I don't know if that could be on the table or those the discussions of, you know, again, changing those definitions of risk as it relates to specific sports. Because I think if that happens, maybe there is a pathway to play in the fall.
Well, and I think, you know, the Illinois High School Association has a strong sports advisory committee, which is made up of doctors and trainers and, you know, professionals. So therefore, you know what? I think they're going to help, and they know. And so I think that's when they came out Friday, said, let us take care of things, you know? So I don't know.
Well, hey,
but anyway,
I appreciate the time you've given us today. And again, I'll remind our listeners on social media, it's hashtag Let Us Play. And it's a rally coming up later this week, Saturday, 10 to 11 at the James Thompson Center in Chicago. And then down at the State Capitol Lincoln statue Saturday from 1 to 2. And then again, they're asking for student athletes or parents or coaches to reach out to their local state legislator. Do that this week. Then if you go to the event Saturday, wear a mask. They ask you to bring an appropriate sign. So I know Coach Leonard will bring a sign that says, Coach, our cowboy Ken says, let him play.
And then,
enough. And then wear your jersey to show your team color. So that's kind of what this Let Us Play rally is all about in this movement. Coach Leonard, it's been a joy talking about you. Someday I want to sit down and talk about old Gridley high school football story.
Hey, I'd love to. That was, I tell you what, if we wouldn't have ran out of players, I probably would have never left. We just ran out of kids. So, but there, as a lot of the schools have, and I love that. That time of my life, and I learned more, you know, my first year there, I was the only coach. Yeah. So that's got to do it all. Now I got more coaches on my staff than I got players. So,
yeah, as 42 years ago, as you walked into the Gridley Barber Shop, they said, Coach Leonard, we're winning Friday night, right?
That's right. No, that's good. It was great. There's nothing like small town football in Illinois. And I'm so proud of being from a small town.
Amen. All right. Well, hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck with the movement this week. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.